Hello, and thank you for downloading this podcast. How to grow your business, online presence, and get more leads with digital marketing. How can you get your business message in front of your target audience? How do you grow your business online presence? And how do you get more leads and business inquiries? What can your business expect from digital marketing? Well, it depends. Most small businesses that come to me for guidance are looking for more exposure, but that may not be what your business needs, at least in the first instance. More exposure is relatively easy, but if you don't convert, or they don't at least remember you, it's a futile exercise. At the core of any business should be its relationship with its customers. How and why they reached out to you in the first place. Knowing this will help your business in reaching your target audience with your communications message. Moving forward with a clear message and a well-defined call to action will help you in getting new inquiries into the business and getting those leads to convert. How do you get more leads and how do you convert them? Make sure your content is relevant to your visitors. Answer their questions, intent, and expectations. Ensure that your brand is trusted and clearly shows your key selling points. Maybe like next-day delivery or a one-to-one personal service. Having a responsive, well-performing presence. Don't let visitors get frustrated by having a slow experience. Optimize your website, including images and landing pages. Include a call to action in your copy or layout, instructing your audience what to do next. Call now or sign up. Your visitor may not be ready to sign up or purchase your product just yet. Offering something small but relevant to your visitor, like an ebook, some research or a data sheet, as a free download can get things started. In return, before downloading, capture their contact details, at least name and email. When a visitor moves forward with this lead magnet, you can engage them further and offer upsells. Include every method of contact your audience may want to engage you with. Include options for phone, email, and chat. Your landing pages should support lead collection that arrive into your CRM for follow-up. Follow up in line with your promises and visitor expectations. I suggest your CRM email out new leads a welcome message and your sales team follow up accordingly. Okay, so your lead generation structure is in place. Your sales team are happy with the follow-up, closure, and onboarding processes. Next, let's talk about presence, advertising, and marketing. Your business, your online presence, and how do you get started? Well, let's go back. I mean way, way back. Before Gutenberg's invention of the printing press, how did ideas spread back then? How did we identify and engage our audience? Let's take a look at the Bible, arguably the most popular socially marketed copy ever written. I'd imagine this spread via word of mouth with physical branches set up locally to engage their audience. The branch had a speaker and a handwritten copy of the content as a guide to the message. Before the printing press, only those who could afford it were able to create or obtain a hard copy, let alone having the opportunity to learn to read and write. After the invention of the printing press, content became more accessible, giving rise to the opportunity for many more to become an author and a publisher. Printing helped users spread their stories, ideas, business opportunities, and agendas. With the printing press came easier content creation and distribution. Since then, we've had telephone, telegrams, radio, TV, computers, the shift to digital, email, and the World Wide Web. Each of these platforms made media communications more easily accessible to more consumers and more businesses. The internet and mobile devices are doing the same again, and are just getting more powerful every day. The rise of digital media has changed our world. It's much easier for an individual or a business to convert their ideas into content, distribute their message, engage audiences, and to grow their following on a global stage. So, you should take full advantage, create and distribute cracking content to inform and engage your audience. What could you be doing to support your online presence? Well, telephone systems, it may seem obvious, but have a telephone system to speak with your potential clients and customers. There are a few software service platforms out there that will integrate with your business CRM or support platforms. Social media profiles. Having your brand presence on social media today is a no-brainer. It's free at the point of use. It allows for easy communications and engagement. It's a good way to distribute your communications message and improve your online presence. a website, and a domain. Having a domain name for your brand, a website, and good content is important. Your website is your business hub containing your business landing pages. A good amount of your time and focus should be on your domain and website performance, optimization in terms of conversion rate optimization, speed performance, and search engine optimization. CRM and your customer relationship management. Create and follow a structured path for your potential new, existing customers, clients, and subscribers. A CRM will rein in all your business data into one platform, allowing for better management, analysis, and user experience. Email marketing. Yes, it's alive and doing well. Emails are essential to your business's first contact, sales, and support process. Your CRM will help you organize and store various email templates for customer contact, sales, marketing, and support. Video marketing. This has been a big part of the engagement and conversion metric for a long time, even before the internet. Your business can and most likely should use video materials to engage, promote, and support your audience. Applications and apps. There's most certainly an app for that, at least that's what they say. Your business can benefit from having one. Targeted digital marketing and advertising. These last two points are most important. I believe the most valuable traffic and visitors to your website or landing page is going to be from a search engine. This is because search engine traffic is the most qualified traffic any business could expect. By that, I mean your new visitor has searched for your product or service and has arrived at your website with an intent. Let's talk about SEO. Search engine optimization helps to make sure that your website, including your landing pages, is supported in such a way that search engines can rank them on their results pages. That's all there is to it. It's pretty simple, right? Well, it's a good idea to have a third party complete a technical SEO audit. Paid advertising, pay-per-click, Google and Microsoft search engines, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram support paid advertising. Setting up this kind of awareness campaign can get qualified visits and instant results. Advertising on the internet can be somewhat technical, can run away with your budget, and if you're not careful, be all-consuming. In conclusion, understanding and following the points raised will help you and your business get a better online presence, more brand exposure, leads, and customers. I hope you found this content useful. Please let me know by liking, subscribing, and if you have any questions about growing your online presence, getting more leads, or digital marketing more generally, I'll answer any questions in the comments section. Thanks for listening.